Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics, and on this podcast, we have honest, explicit, wholesome conversations about sex, pleasure, and the joy of intimate connection. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com, where you will find all of the resources we have lovingly created for you since 2006, when we first zipped up our Pleasure Mechanics uniforms and devoted our lives to creating resources so you can experience more pleasure, more joy, more connection. You'll find it all at pleasuremechanics.com. You may hear it in my voice, the very topic of this podcast. We are just recovering and rising up out of drop after a four-day Leather Dyke conference. It was delicious and wonderful and intense and amazing. But now we are in the week following this really intense, incredible peak experience, sustained durational peak experience. And we're both experiencing what is called drop. And drop is the topic of today's episode because we realize that this is something that is really important to know about if you want to explore peak experiences of any kind, right? If you want to explore the peaks, you got to be prepared for the drops. And let's talk about it. Let's equip ourselves and let's normalize this experience that Charlotte and I are both now in.
Yeah, I think it's so important. We can know that this happens around having sexual highs and adventures, but it's so valuable to know that it also happens with all kinds of highs and intense experiences or big experiences.
Such as?
Like regular conferences, not just sex conferences. Like if you go away for a weekend, like wedding weekends or just travel in general. Yeah. Like any big experience does get paired with a drop of some kind. Yep. And so we want to think about it, know about it, and give you some ways to prepare for it and take care of yourself and each other when you're in it so that you can have a better, more integrated experience of having these highs and being able to kind of integrate into home again afterwards.
And we've done episodes about aftercare before, and this is certainly awareness. Drop awareness is part of aftercare, but it doesn't substitute for aftercare, and aftercare does not always take care of drop. So let's differentiate and come up with our own personal kind of drop plans. Everything we're going to talk about on this podcast, you know, we have done research, we've talked to our friends who have experienced all kinds of drop, and we can make suggestions, but you really have to discern for yourself what will work for you and your body, your organism, your lifestyle even. Because what works for one person won't work for another, but we do have some things in common as humans. And drop by design can happen and feel like a very isolating experience. You're in a conference of some sort or a group experience or a vacation, and then you kind of come back to your regular life and can experience drop and feel very alone in it. So part of our goal is to normalize drop, name it for what it is, and then give you a wide range of set of tools and ways of looking at it for yourself.
And then for you to figure out what will work for you specifically.
Yes, we don't tell anyone what to put in your mouth, so to speak. I was just eating a banana, and so eating a banana was part of my drop care. So what is drop? But I'm not going to tell you to eat a banana. You get my point. So drop is the very specific experience that happens. It's a physiological, emotional, whole being experience that happens to us humans after peak experiences, especially new peak experiences, more intense than ever before kinds of peak experiences where your capacity has been stretched, or durational peak experiences, or peak experiences that have been long-term planned for, those kinds of categories of things. So new, capacity stretching, durational, or long planned for. And sometimes all of those things happen at the same time. Mm. Those kind of life events are wonderful. They're peak experiences. They're things we strive for, invest in, show up for, push ourselves to our edges, right? Staying up all night, a few nights in a row, doing things you've never done before, being flooded with new information. And that whole experience, the summation of the peak experience, whatever it is for you, and I think it's really important that Charlotte named, this could be a scuba vacation as much as a sex conference that we just came home for. It could be a work conference that you were part of a committee planning for 3 years to pull off, or it could be a cousin's wedding that was just a lot. You know, it could be any number of life events. And that whole peak experience, what it's doing, why it is peak, is it is flooding your system with what we call the dose hormones. So dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, endorphins. Some combination of those happy hormones, but they're not just happy. They're excitement hormones. They're novelty hormones. They're bonding hormones. Whatever heady cocktail you were riding, also usually combined with sensory overload, lots of novelty, sleep and food patterns have been disrupted sometimes, right? So that whole combination of things sets us up as organisms to then go into drop when this thing is over. And usually we have this amazing capacity to kind of like hold on to the end, right? Like ride the high. You stay kind of in that intensity sometimes until you get on the plane home or you arrive home and your bags drop on the floor. For me this time, we came home to guests, you know, our donor kin who was taking care of our kid came home. We had this whole family vacation after the conference. And it wasn't until I got back and was like alone for the first time in a totally quiet house that I then just plummeted into drop. And even knowing this, even being prepared for it, I wasn't really prepared for it. And this is why we want to have this conversation, to normalize this experience of drop, which is the exhaustion of our systems, but also, and this is the piece we often miss, the hormonal uptake systems of those dose hormones are exhausted. They're worn out. And our hormonal systems are literally in a state of depletion that need rejuvenation. They need time to rebuild. Our neurotransmitters need to replenish. And we need rest and quiet often. Some people don't need quiet, but they need a certain kind of sound, maybe. We need that cycle to restore ourselves to baseline. And that whole process, knowing that this drop is coming, because it's not just a physical depletion. Often there's an emotional experience that we will dive into. But that whole experience of drop, we can tend to it if we know what it is. Otherwise, we come home from this amazing experience, we drop, and then we just feel bad or broken, or we have the sads, or we start making shit up about why we feel bad. Or we're plummeted back into our work schedule. Like, how many of us have come home on a Sunday night only to go to work on Monday morning and not even have time to process this? And if you know what's going on, we can deal with it.
We can prepare for it to whatever extent, yes. And we can shift our expectations so that we know that it's okay,
right.
That there's nothing wrong because you're feeling this way. It's actually just like part and parcel of having a peak experience.
Yes.
It is paired with it, and it is normal and okay, and you are not broken. There is nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I think having that kind of as a baseline is just so important.
And that preparing for it, right? Like, if you know this is coming and you start naming it and looking back and being like, oh, right, after I come home from vacation, I'm often, you know, a little funky, at least for a few days. We can do self-care in advance, like schedule that intense meeting for Thursday instead of Tuesday, if possible, that kind of thing. Or come home on an earlier flight. Right.
Or just like allowing for as much space as is possible with your constraints of life. Like, can you just not add extra things if you can't take a whole day off work, for instance?
Exactly.
Like, how can we just lighten up your schedule to allow for more rest and integration and slowness?
So knowing drop is coming after peaks, if we know the peak is coming, because that's sometimes you don't always know peaks are coming. If we are planning a peak, we can also plan the drop. So after the break, I want to talk about all the ways we can tend to drop, but we would be remiss if we just named drop as a hormonal shift, right? Or as a depletion and exhaustion. We often feel it that way, extreme fatigue, weariness. Sometimes people talk about being like slammed by a truck kind of feeling, where it's just this whole body stun almost. But then there's also the emotional experience of it and what starts happening in our minds around drop. And to tend to that, we first need to name that as a very real, regular, expected even part of the experience.
Sometimes it can be so confusing because we've just had this peak, beautiful experience, and then we feel so tired and achy and cranky, perhaps frustrated, even anxious. And it can be very confusing and maybe even alarming to feel so different on the tail end of feeling so good. And in that, sometimes we, as storytelling beings, start to make up stories for why we feel so bad.
That are not always the kindest.
That are not always true, but we're like trying to make sense of it. Yep. And so sometimes having this bigger narrative that this is a hormonal experience that is to be expected can help prevent us from looping on a different story that we don't need to.
Right. And so we have this heady cocktail of our bodies are feeling stunned, exhausted, depleted, needing revival. Our emotions are often feeling the weariness of the overload as well. For me, there's often just a full sensory overload. Like I listen to music most of the time. And when I'm in drop, I just want quiet. I was sitting in the sun the other day and a woodpecker was feeling like techno music. I was like, this is so intense. It's just like a woodpecker in the distance, Chris. But I had just come from, you know, a very crowded conference full of sensory overwhelm. And I was also having that like, don't touch me feeling. Right. And so like our own personal experiences can then become relational, where it's like, how do we communicate about where we're at so our partners, our friends, our family who we're coming home to understand where we are and what we need? That all becomes part of our drop care plan. And so tending to these layers, right? Physical, emotional, mental, intellectual exhaustion. I just can't process anymore. Like, have you hit that point where you're like, I couldn't learn another new thing if I tried, right? That's often a signal for sleep needs and rest needs, integration time. And really naming that as this is an opportunity to integrate the peak you just had, to make positive meaning of it, and to get your system ready for more, ready for more. And that's how I've been tending my drop, is like with this very benevolent toppy voice in my own head being like, you wanted it big, sweetie. You want more? Then rest. And all of the things that that kind of drop care plan entails, which we will start getting into after we take a break to thank our sponsor for this episode and sip some water. We would like to thank Dipsy Stories for being longtime friends of this podcast and the sponsor of this episode. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories and immersive soundscapes so you can get lost in your erotic imagination. They bring scenarios to life with first-person characters that come at you like a hungry lover, and rich storylines full of romance and adventure, if that's your thing. There's a growing library that you can dial in with a personalized quiz so they can deliver you content that will delight you, and you can try it all for free at dipsystories.com/pleasure. That's 30 days full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/pleasure, D-I-P-S-E-A, dipsystories.com/pleasure. Enjoy it. Let us know how this resource works for you. We always love hearing how our sponsors offerings land for you and what it lights up for you. If Dipsy has delighted you, let us know by hitting reply to any of the emails in your inbox from us. And if you're not getting emails from us, you should, because they're delightful. And who wouldn't want us in your box every week? We send beautiful emails rich with offerings from us at Pleasure Mechanics and our friends in the sex education field. It's the best way to stay in touch with us in this world that is rife with censorship and sex educators being limited access to social media platforms and other ways of communicating with you. So get on our email list. Come over to pleasuremechanics.com. You will see our brand new homepage video, if you haven't seen it yet, and the opportunity to join our email list and get our free online course. You can go directly to pleasuremechanics.com/free. Yes, and you'll find the link for Dipsy and all of our other sponsors at pleasuremechanics.com/toolbox. Now let's talk about our drop toolboxes, right? Because I think this is really how we have to approach it. If we expect drop to happen, right, we have to come down from the mountain eventually. I am someone who, you know, I design my life around peak experiences. I strive ever more for more intensity to expand my capacity. I treat this like my job because it is. But in that, I have learned sometimes the hard way that I really have to plan for drop as part of the whole package. It's part of the experience. And if we do it well, can be a very positive part of the experience. Drop doesn't have to hurt. It can be tender, just like poking our bruises from a really good spanking, right? It can be part of the full circle, the full cycle of a pleasurable peak experience. But only if we know that it's happening. If not, it can be very confusing, isolating, disorienting. And that's what we're hoping to prevent with this conversation. So we can tend to drop as it is happening as much as we can. We can't prevent it. And I think that's really important. We can plan for it and prepare for it, but not prevent it.
That's so important to know, because the only way to prevent it is not to have peak experiences. And that's not what we want to do. They are paired experiences. So just know that if you want to have peak experiences, you're going to have to tend to this drop experience. So gaining some skill sets about how to do that solo and in relationship and in community is what we want to talk about.
Yeah. And so you keep using the word tend, right? And so all of the basic needs we have every day, the things that need to be tended to, we can double down on rest, hydration, nutrition, and good food, whatever that looks like for you. And maybe even some combination of like the comfort foods, the things that make you feel really good, and specific foods that maybe replenish some of what has been depleted. One of the moments I felt really cared for in my drop experience was a new top of mine who wasn't even there over the weekend, knew that I was in drop, helped me recognize that I was in drop, and suggested bananas and nuts. Which once I got over the like giggly, like y'all have bananas and nuts, bananas and nuts for magnesium and potassium, things like fish and healthy meats. We do not tell you what to put in your mouth on this show. We're really strict about that. We don't take any advertisements for things like supplements, because we're not going to tell you what is most nourishing for you. Only you know that. What foods feel good to you and help replenish your system of what has been well used. And that's part of like the whole attitude of drop I want to bring to this is like we have been well used. Ideally, these peak experiences come from consensual use of our systems and faculties. And so as we replenish ourselves, we can do it in this spirit of gratitude for what we've experienced and bring that into our mental and emotional space. So whereas we can feel weary, depleted, run down, achy, like all of those things, how do we tell ourselves the story of why we are? So like every time I felt my achiness and my soreness, I remembered the beautiful play we shared, Charlotte, and all of the ways that I held you, and like having the positive retrospection, right? So I really want to name this practice of positive retrospection, telling yourself the story of the good stuff, saying it out loud between you if you shared the peak experience, and sharing it with trusted audiences only. Only. Part of coming home is usually crossing over like an us-them threshold of people that understand and were there and people who were not. And if you come home from an amazing peak hike and you talk to someone who doesn't hike and they're like, cool walk, dude. You know, you come home from a neuroscience industry conference and like just saw the most amazing neuroscience-y things. Talking to someone who doesn't get it at all will feel alienating. Likewise, as I came home from this sex conference, there were friends I could talk to about what I had seen, experienced, felt, witnessed, what I am processing, right? And there were friends that I knew how to tell a limited, though true, version to. And that was part of my self-care.
This part is so important because when you're in drop, if you tell somebody who isn't supportive, especially around something to do with sexuality and or kink, it can be alienating.
Or a spiritual thing you went on. Like anything that is like very personal. I think all
specific,
of it.
Yeah.
You know, because even if it's like your geeky industry field or your cosplay or your... Mm-hmm. Like a friend just sent their LARP camp this time. I was like, do you want to come LARP with me? So live action role play and like deep, deep character building. Not my thing. But like if I had reacted to them, right? Like what you're saying, like people's reactions matter, especially when we're in this vulnerable state of depletion and tenderness and vulnerable. Like it's a very vulnerable emotional state to be storytelling. So watch who you tell what stories to.
Absolutely.
And if you tell something and it doesn't quite land with your audience, don't take it personally, that kind of thing. Like, tend your social space as you process drop. Ask for help where you can, like, get relational support and try to reconnect and invest in the relationships you maybe developed and shared in your shared experience. In drop is a great time to reach out to the people you shared the experience with, affirm the positive, name what you're grateful for and what you maybe want more of. And those kinds of small interactions can actually go a long way. It was so fun to sit by the fire all night with you. I can't wait to see you next summer. Just a thread like that can help us integrate the experience we had. And also it's part of telling our system there's more. Because part of drop is you're coming off the mountaintop. Will I ever see that view again? The answer is no. The answer is no. You will never be at that peak again. And the preciousness of that, the mortality of that is part of our psychological, emotional, spiritual experience of drop that will never happen again. Can we plan for more and ask for more? Absolutely. Can we start orienting ourselves towards the next peaks? Yes. And this is actually a great time to do it when you're feeling in that ripe experience of being cracked open. It's like, what do you want more of? I loved the sitting around the fire and playing music all night. Maybe I'll go to a music festival next summer, right? Like that was, I haven't done that since I was a kid. That felt amazing, right? I was there till the last song, whatever it was, right?
So planning for the next one at some level.
Yes.
So that you can know, you're telling your system there's something else ahead.
Yes. And you're starting to orient your brain, your psychology around, what do you want more of? What is my next peak going to be? What can I expect in the future? Rather than kind of the disorientation of looking backwards at what was. And this kind of time travel is part of how we can play with our brain space, with our head space, while tending to our bodies, right? So part of my care to you was asking a friend for access to their barrel sauna during our drop phase, because I knew you love saunas. This could be a really good thing for you after the physical experiences we shared. And so I reached out to community and I got a barrel sauna for you to bake in. That is so not what I need as part of my aftercare. Mm-hmm. For me, it's cold water and access to wind. So also just like knowing what elemental physical experiences will give you the brain space to bask, to have some quiet time, or like the wanted stimuli. What is wanted stimuli when you are in this state? And we named a lot of strategies, and for some of us, massage can be a really beautiful part of a drop care plan. Receiving massage that's just like smooth, luxurious touch can be a really luxurious part of taking care of one another during drop, or welcoming your lover home from a big work conference, offering them the luxury of massage and no agenda touch can be a really beautiful offering to have in your toolbox. And if you haven't already trained with us, our massage training, stroke by stroke video guides, are life-changing skills. One of the things we hear so frequently after folks learn massage is, why didn't I do this sooner? This has become the best foreplay ever. My wife is loving my touch in ways I never expected. But always dreamed, you know, the emails we get from the folks in our couples massage course are really beautiful. And if you want to learn massage as part of a way you can tend to yourself, Charlotte's a big self-massage fan, or one another, then head over to pleasuremechanics.com/touch and discover our massage training. It is waiting for you. And touch, or the absence of touch. And sometimes you don't want to be touched, and that's okay too, or a very specific kind of touch and not another. And being able to have this vocabulary for what you need right now. I know Charlotte and I had a few moments this week where she really wanted more touch and I was ready for like kind of a less stimulating environment. And so we worked that out and got both of us what we needed. So you can dial this in once you know what's happening. And then giving yourself that physical time to relax and do this mental processing of what was and what will be. And here I am in my, you know, achy surrender of weary, well-used, wrung-out bliss. And that's, you know, someone put it once as like, you know, I love feeling like, and I do. I love feeling wrung out and well used, and really telling my body that story, because I've been through all sorts of physical pain. And when pain doesn't have a story, we tend to make one up. And so giving it an anchoring of, you feel this way because, and that is a good thing, sweet baby girl, right? Or look at what I just went through. And, you know, I'd love to talk to extreme athletes and marathon runners and people who do all sorts of like those like endurance tests, right? Like all of those athletes must deal with drop too. And how we tend to our mental space is really important in our sustainability in the seeking of peaks. Seeking.
I'm also remembering that a lot, yes, the athletes, but also is remembering reading an article about how all the people who went to the Taylor Swift concerts,
yes,
and the Beyonce concerts that were recently experienced this deep drop afterwards. And yeah, some of what people were saying, they're like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be that happy again.
Yep.
Because it was, again, a communal experience that people had spent months planning for, preparing, figuring out their costumes,
budgeting,
having this peak, yes, experience. And then afterwards, and I just thought, that sentence, will I ever be that happy again,
yes,
is so profound. And so as you're saying, like seeing what next plan you could make so that you know that something else is ahead, mm-hmm, even if you're not like planning it fully, but you're just having a sense that there will be more ahead, is a really powerful way of calming that part of our system and that fear,
while looking in the rearview mirror and being grateful for what was, and having the mortal recognition that it will never be again. Will they ever be that happy again? No.
or that specific flavor, that particular moment.
That yes, kind of happy? No.
This other is the kinds beauty of happy? Time.
Yes, right? And that's like embracing that is, I think, part of tending to this. And I just want to shout out, you know, we came back from a conference that we're, I'm deeply connected with a lot of the people on Instagram, for example, and in my actual real life community, friends I'm going to get to see next weekend. And so that really helps when you're socially integrated mm-hmm. with the people you experienced the peak with. And community reminders, because when you're in drop, sometimes it's hard to tend to the drop if you're not proficient, and I'm hoping to get more proficient in being in the drop as I seek higher and higher peaks and more sustained peaks. But do this together when friends you know are having peak experiences. They might not know about drop. Share this episode with them or tell them the key takeaways for you and offer to be part of their drop care team.
Just check in with them.
Right. Because we often can't share peak experiences with our friends. Like, we know our friends go away to their big work conference. We're not going to go with them, but we'll be there when they come home. And so maybe saying like, hey, Tuesday night, can I cook you dinner and come over? Or right. Like
maybe that's too much stimulation though. But just maybe check in, depending on your needs. It might just be like a text check-in.
Even as I said that, I was like, or drop off a bag of groceries on your way home, or like just be part of the plan of care. Or just remind people like, hey, that was a big thing you just went through. Like, take good care of yourself that week. Mm-hmm. It can all be done together. I was really grateful for everyone who reminded me of different facets of this. And that's what reminded us to do this episode. We were part of the Kink Summit, the Dom Sub Living Summit last week, and watched a class on drop. And that really informed this episode. So shout out there to community learning, doing this together, sharing what we experience and feel to be true so we can all kind of ride higher waves together, waves and peaks. my brain is tired.
But I think I love this idea that we are self-responsible for taking care of ourselves as best as we can. Right. And anyone you have shared the experience with, like you're in relationship with, and to tend to that relationship with gratitude, thanks, affirmations that it was a beautiful experience. Thank you for the effort. And then the community, the wider community that were there with you. Can you like weave connections? Can you know that you're not alone in having the experience that you're having? And that can be really normalizing and helpful.
Yeah. And hopefully, as you said, with that, the combination of aftercare specific to the experiences you had, right? Because a scuba diving trip will have different aftercare than a sex conference, than a furry convention, right? I can't imagine the laundry. but whatever you specifically need for your aftercare plan, plus a drop care plan that's specific to you as an organism, what kinds of foods feel good? Is it a bath or a shower or a sauna? How much social connection do you need or not need? How much sensory stimulation and of what kind? That is all deeply personal.
Right. What is cozy to you? Like, it feels like a very cozy time.
Well, to you, Miss Cozy. Exactly. And this is what we do. We think what works for us will work for other people. Where I kind of wanted stark. Right. Like, I wanted cold surfaces. I was really seeking, when I was left alone, I was really seeking out cold surfaces and like an absence of stimulation.
And you said wind very specifically.
Yeah. There was like this one moment I was really windy and I just went outside and let the wind wash over me. And that felt like one of my best moments of drop care for me. Right. And specific to your dynamic, right? Like, we were in a kink dynamic all weekend, and so drop care for bottoms might be different than the drop care for your tops, and depending on exactly what kind of erotic experience you had. And so, right, this is all so personalizable. But if you have a drop care plan and an aftercare plan and a self-care plan that you stick and double down to, right, all of the daily stuff, then we can be okay and know that we're going to be okay. And that's part of it too, is like, I'm feeling this way now and I will feel better after I tend to some of these things. And we kept kind of saying each other all week, like, it's going to keep getting easier. And knowing that to be true and trusting that and being in the process of taking care of your own drop is really empowering, because then it does orient us. Like, I have a T for T erotic sex party coming up, and I need to start orienting myself towards my next peak and how I want to play. And knowing this really fully in my body right now will change how I spend the next few weekends getting ready for my next peak. You can't climb Everest every weekend, Chris. Say it again. As much as I want to in my head, like, if I want to be sustainable and not get burnout, not injure myself, and stay responsible to everyone I am adventuring with.
And responsible to
myself. You know, we had so many takeaways from this leather kink weekend. It was a glorious weekend. We will be integrating so much of that gained wisdom and experience and knowledge with you all as episodes go by. We are approaching episode 500 and have started thinking about how we will celebrate that 500th episode milestone. And we want to thank you all for being part of our community and part of this conversation. We love you. We were just talking to a coaching client who has made a spreadsheet of all 489 episodes and is taking notes and giving us grades, a ranking system. I love it. But thank you to those of you who are deep listeners. Thank you to those of you who are new to our show. Welcome. The archives are waiting for you, as are our online courses. Deep, immersive, hands-on, guided tours into erotic skill sets and strategies so you can level up your erotic experience. It is all waiting for you at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte.
We are the Pleasure Mechanics.
Wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.